Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says around 10 lakh government jobs provided to youth in last 1.5 year. Centre scraps no detention policy for classes 5 and 8. Supreme Court orders special need counselling to fill vacant medical seats. And National Farmers Day being observed today, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan pays tribute to hands that feeds the nation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that around 10 lakh government jobs have been provided to the youths of the country in the last 1.5 year. Mr. Modi said this while distributing more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing. He said that there is a campaign going on to provide government jobs in various ministries, departments and institutions of the country for the last 10 years. Mr. Modi added that Rozgar Melas are empowering the youth and unlocking their potentials.
भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य और प्रतिभा का भरपूर उपयोग हमारी सरकार की सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। रोजगार मेलों के जरिए हम लगातार इस दिशा में काम कर रहे हैं। पिछले 10 वर्षों से सरकार के विभिन्न मंत्रालयों, विभागों और संस्थाओं में सरकारी नौकरी देने का अभियान चल रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi said, full utilization of the potential and talent of the country's youth is a priority of the government. He said, India is committed to becoming a developed nation by 2047 as the country's policies and decisions focus on empowering its talented youth and highlighted several schemes like Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, Startup India, Stand Up India, Digital India, which have been made, keeping the youth at the center.
आज जब एक युवा अपना स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का फैसला करता है तो उसे एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम अपने साथ सहयोग के लिए मिलता है आज स्पोर्ट्स में ट्रेनिंग से लेकर टूर्नामेंट तक हर कदम पर युवाओं के लिए आधुनिक व्यवस्थाएं बन रही हैं आज कितने ही सेक्टर्स में हम कंप्लीट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन देख रहे हैं
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन Minister of State for Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that out of 71,000 appointments, around 50,000 are made in paramilitary forces. The central government has scrapped the no-detention policy for classes 5 and 8. Education Secretary Sanjay Kumar said that students who failed in the annual examination of classes 5 and 8 will have a chance to retake the test within 2 months. After the retest, if they fail again, they will not be promoted. He added that these students will not be expelled from any school till the completion of their elementary education. The secretary added that this decision has been taken to improve the learning outcome among children. As Christmas approaches, the warmth, joy and togetherness of the season continue to grow. Families and communities are gathering closer to celebrate the joyous occasion. In Nagaland, the air is filled with Christmas music and the aroma of traditional feasts fills every corner. Today, we take you to the state capital of Kohima. While many people have headed out to their respective villages to celebrate with loved ones, the steel capital sparkles with festive cheer. Residents are gearing up to mark the birth of Christ with church services, community gatherings and lively celebrations. The spirit of Christmas remains strong in Kohima, lighting up the town with a beautiful mix of tradition and modern festivities.
In Kohima, despite chilly weather, the streets are filled with warmth and cheer as groups gather to sing festive hymns, spreading joy and goodwill throughout the town. We catch up with a local resident to see how she is celebrating Christmas this year.
This Christmas, I will be away from my family because of ministry obligations. But with Jesus in my heart, my Christmas celebration is complete. This Christmas, once again, I'm giving my heart and my life to Jesus. I'm praying that all those who are lost in sin and darkness will come to Jesus and His light of abundant life. I'm praying for salvation for the whole world as we anticipate the coming of Jesus' return. This is my gift to Jesus on His birthday.
Although quieter with many away, the warmth and festive spirit of the season remains alive in Kohima. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has extended warm Christmas greetings to all citizens of the state. He wished that this joyous season may bring peace, hope and light into everyone's life, noting that this time of reflection and togetherness evokes the importance of love, kindness and gratitude. He wished that homes may be filled with warmth, hearts with contentment and days with abundant blessings. The governor also hoped that the spirit of Christmas inspire generosity and unity, fostering goodwill towards all. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has also conveyed Christmas greetings to the people of Nagaland. He said, "Christmas is a time to reflect upon the manifold blessings of God. It is also a season to celebrate the birth and life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Prince of Peace, who came and lived among men, sharing the gospel of love and salvation," he said. On the joyous occasion, Mr. Patton, on behalf of his family and the state BJP legislators, conveyed heartiest festive greetings and hope that the season of Yuletide is truly celebrated in love, peace and joy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alert and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Supreme Court has directed the Medical Counselling Committee to conduct a special round of counselling to fill vacant medical seats for national eligibility cum entrance test NEET undergraduate courses, while noting the acute shortage of doctors in India. The court further directed that the vacant NRI seats would also be converted into the general category quota and should be filled through the state admission authorities. It directed the admission authorities to hold a fresh tray or special counselling for the seats remaining vacant and complete the admission process before 30th December in any eventuality. It further directed that no college would be permitted to admit students directly and admission should be conducted only through the state admission authorities. The bench also clarified that the stray or special admission process should not disturb the admissions, which are already finalized, and the admissions would be made only from the wait-listed candidates. National Farmers Day, or Kisan Diwas, is being observed in the country today. The day honors the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. A report.
Kisan Diwas is observed on the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh to recognize his contribution to the agricultural sector and welfare of farmers. Recognizing the vital role of farmers, the government has taken several initiatives like PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Fasal Bima Yojana and PM Kisan Mandhan Yojana to provide financial security, risk mitigation and long-term social security to farmers. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
On the occasion, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan paid tribute to the hands that feeds the nation. He called upon everyone to honour the resilience and determination of farmers who tirelessly work to ensure food security for all. The governor said, "Strength of farmers is the nation's pride." India Meteorological Department has issued dense fog warnings for Nagaland and other parts of Northeast till the 26th of December. It said dense fog conditions are very likely to occur during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Further, IMD also forecast that ground frost conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of the northeastern states till tomorrow. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says around 10 lakh government jobs provided to youth in last 1.5 year. Centre scraps no detention policy for classes 5 and 8. Supreme Court orders special need counselling to fill vacant medical seats. And National Farmers Day being observed today, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan pays tribute to hands that feeds the nation. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.